Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today is Wednesday of the sixth week in Ordinary Time, and from the United States, we hear from Sister Barbara Schwarz, an artist in Amityville, New York, who uses her art to express a love of color, justice, and meditation. The title of her preaching today is Beginning to See.
A reading from the Gospel of Mark. They came to Bethsaida, and some people brought him a blind man to him and begged him to touch him. He took the blind man by the hand and led him out of the village. And when he had put saliva on his eyes and laid his hands on him, he asked him, "Can you see anything?" And the man looked up and said, "I can see people, but they look like trees walking." Then Jesus laid his hands on his eyes again, and he looked intently, and his sight was restored, and he saw everything clearly. Then he sent him away to his home, saying, "Do not go into the village." The Gospel of the Lord. At Bethsaida, Jesus performs a miracle with the blind man in stages. I wonder who brought the man to Jesus, his friends who believed, or those who wished to see Jesus fail. How did the man feel brought to Jesus? Was he frightened, pushed, awkwardly surrounded by the crowd? Once I was blind to the needs of people who were Salvadorian immigrants, until I heard the story of Manuel, who cleaned my office. His family home was destroyed because his parents were catechists working with the poor. He had been sent away as a young boy, alone, to avoid being conscripted. I heard many stories after that and come to know this injustice perpetrated by those who feel mass deportations are the answer. They forget who fills the jobs nobody wants, who are the aides in homes and hospitals, the workers in low factory jobs, those who fled hunger, persecution, and injustice they had suffered. Sensitively, Jesus took the man by the hand away from those who might gawk or comment. He used saliva first, which could be ritual healing or disgust at the blindness. The man had sight at one time to know how to describe what he saw. Some people today look with disgust at those who they perceive are given a free ride given to immigrants. Jesus didn't give up when the man was not healed at first. He questioned his experience and again laid hands on him. Then the man was cured. Compassionately, Jesus told him not to go back to the village. To see after years of blindness is disorienting. To know a taste of some freedom after years of poverty, injustice, and walking hundreds of miles can be disorienting as well. A healthcare agent of one of my sisters in the convent took her citizenship test this week and passed. One could see a physical difference in her demeanor as she lived the news. She was different and proud of her achievements after 20 years in our country, when some looked pejoratively on her despite her green cards and paying taxes. Today's gospel challenges us to be compassionate, to be open and see the truths of others more clearly. How can you and I open ourselves to see and stand with the poor and immigrants, remembering our ancestors once fled their homelands? Can we be compassionate today in how we talk, share, and live the gospel? What will we do?